scratching as much, no.
Okay, so
any side effects, though.
But yeah. The side effects were so bad that she was...
Not worth giving, sure.
It wasn't. It was, I mean, she was acting worse than she did when she was biting.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, now we have got to close out this hour and start the next hour. Diane, would you like to hold on and talk with Dr. Al a little bit more?
Sure.
Okay, you guys hold on. We'll close out this hour, start the next hour. No tips are running, folks, so it's just going to be a short period of time. We'll start out again with Dr. Al and Diane, and then we'll open the phone lines for all the rest of you. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can.
You're listening to Martha Norwalk's Animal World right here on your alternative talk station, 1150 AM, KKNW, Seattle.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animal companions. We've moved from Tuesdays at 5 to our new time, Wednesdays at noon to 1 p.m. We talk about animal communication, how to communicate with and understand your animal kids better, life from the animal's point of view, and alternative ways of relating to those wonderful animal companions. I take your calls and talk directly with your animals about anything you'd like. Health, behavior, emotions, upcoming events in your lives, or just have fun conversations. I even talk with deceased animals and humans. This show is dedicated to taking your calls and talking with your animals. Twice a month, we feature guests who talk about their specialties and answer your questions. Animals have amazing and wonderful things to say. Be sure to join us for an informative, fun, interesting, educational, and definitely unique hour of radio listening at our new time every Wednesday at 12 noon for Joy Turner's Talk With Your Animals, the show both you and your pets are going to love.
Hi, this is Chat With Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle. We're a forum for women and the men who love us, who want to learn, grow, change their lives, and have some fun.
Join us now 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. to be inspired, educated, all with fun and love. Be sure to visit our website, chatwithwomen.com.
If you're interested in reaching thousands of women, for sponsorship information, email us at info@chatwithwomen.com.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this Vet Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, a.m. 1150. You can tune us in on your radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, if you have a question that you would like to ask Dr. Al, an animal or human medical care question, phone lines are now open. Local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington is 888-298-KKNW, which translates to 888-298-5569. You can send us an email while we're on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, if you need to be in touch with Animal World when we're off the air, the best way is through the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Lots of great information for you there. Click on current events for current events. Click on shelters for all our shelter, rescue, sanctuary information. And you'll find links to all of our advertisers. It's very important that you support, because without them, there's no us. You'll find them on the homepage. Also, a link to our audio files, our archives of the show. So if you want to listen again to parts of the show, if you want to share the show with others, you can do that because we archive them now on the website. You can also email me through the website. There's a Contact Martha link, or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. That will come to me at my home office. Keep in mind, as an animal behavior therapist, though, I do not work via email. I need to talk to you. And it's always worth giving me a call, because I always do a free telephone evaluation with no obligation. So you can contact me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 206-525-2016. That's 206-525-2016. If you're submitting a current events item, please do so via email. It's easier for me to get to the webmaster that way. But if for some reason you need to post something to Animal World, the mailing address is Animal World, 4012 41st Avenue Northeast, Seattle, Washington, 98105. If you would like to reach Sandy Gaston, co-producer, call screener, and a wonderful behaviorist and communicator herself, a great healer, you can do that through her website at www.animalnature.com. Animalnature.com. Dr. Al, you can look up his books. New Sage Press is the publisher on the Pets at Risk and the Human Compendium. You can go through his website if you would like more information about the imbalance and all the great work that Dr. Al is doing. If you're listening somewhere else in the country, in the world, and you would like to consult with him, or your veterinarian would, you can do that through the website as well, which is www.drplechner, P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R. Now, keep in mind that we do have, can you see Sandy, Gary? Do we have books left to give away, Sandy? Okay, whatever. Pets at Risk Pets at Risk from Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic by Dr. Al. And we have Food Pets Die For by Ann Martin. So if you want a book, or if you want to talk to Dr. Al, now would be the time to call 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. All right, let's get back to our discussion. We have Dr. Al on the line. Are you with me, Dr. Al?
Yeah, whatever happened to, in England, Norma, I think, the Basset Hound? Any idea?
Well, let's see. Sandy's putting on her headset. Diane, we're putting you back on hold for a moment. We'll get back to you.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought
that up. Oh, no, that's not a problem. That don't know, we have been working with Norma in England with a Basset Hound problems with Dr. Al. Sandy, do you have an update on?
She's doing wonderful.
Ah.
She still follows Dr. Al's diet. She's on a couple supplements to heal the intestines. She was just full of poo There was no terrible growths or anything there. She's getting all balanced out and good and healthy and happy and rolling in mud.
That's good.
So we've got...
And everybody, just one second, everybody there listens to you, and her whole family is probably around the computer as we speak listening to you, because her family is there visiting, and she has people in Wales and in Scotland listening to you now, too, Doctor.
I'm glad she's doing well.
Yeah, she's doing great. Thanks for asking.
All right, everybody in the UK and Wales and Scotland is listening to Animal World. Thank you. Big hugs from all of us here.
And some good scotch or something.
All right. And so you've got fans all over the place. But, that dog was in serious jeopardy when we communicated for the first time here on Vet Sunday with Dr. Al. But as you can hear, she's doing great. Absolutely great. They had diagnosed this dog with some horrible stuff, but Dr. Al to the rescue. All right, let's get back to Diane in Des Moines. We're talking about Lexi, her little Bichon Frise. Diane, you with me?
I am.
All right, what more would you like to discuss with Dr. Al?
When I was taking Lexi to the Five Corners vet, I was trying a diet with just starting out, trying to figure out what food she was allergic to. So I was doing cottage cheese and potatoes, and the vet said not to do that because she was not getting the vitamins that she needed for her health.
Ah, excellent question. What do you say about that, Dr. Al?
Hey, Diane, you know what? If we can figure out a food sensitivity, it's only a week, two, three, four, five, six, 7 weeks, and Lexi's malabsorbing because the vets don't realize that she's got an imbalance in her gut. For absorption, it means nothing because even with supplementation, it's not going to get into her bloodstream. So the point of it is you need to baseline this and start over and do what we're talking about now. And once we get her fixed, then what will happen is you can then, if you want to use some of the nutraceuticals that are really good, you add one every single day for 7 days and develop a diet and supplementation program that works, but we've got to get her hormonal antibody imbalance taken care of. Otherwise, whatever they do, we'll try this. It's kind of like an animal or a person in the hospital when they're getting IVs. We call it parenterals, injections, either in the muscle or in the vein, what have you, and they do great, and then they send the patient home on the same medication, and the patient goes down the dumper. Because the patient could not absorb. And what the professions don't realize is that...
Because it's an oral medication they went home with, but they were given it by injection in the hospital.
Exactly.
And so the gut, the intestine can't absorb it. Gotcha.
Yeah, if the IgA level is below a certain level, if you will, in people and animals, you can't absorb. So you go, well, we'll try something, different. Why try something different? Because, you're dealing with a lead pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
The bottom line, Diane, is that even if you were giving the right food or supplements for the vitamins and minerals they're talking about, Lexi's gut is in such bad shape with this imbalance that she couldn't absorb it anyway.
Okay.
So it really isn't a concern.
Does that make sense, though? I mean...
Is that diet in your book?
So the point of it is in doing the blood test, it's going to tell you, it's going to tell me, if in fact the levels are so low she can't absorb, then we may have to go two injections for, every 2 weeks for a couple of times to handle pituitary, get the estrogen down, get the IgAs up, and then you go oral, piece of cake.
Yeah, see, that's what the initial blood test panel, the IgA is the antibody that's responsible for keeping the intestinal tract healthy. And if it's below a certain level, then the intestinal tract can't absorb the oral medication.
Okay.
For whatever reason, it can absorb the thyroid, but not the cortisol. So that's what determines whether or not she has to have injections to begin with. And then retesting when that IgA gets up to a normal level, then you can switch to oral medications.
Not
and
injected.
All of this, right. Diane, and for everyone else listening, all of this is explained in simple, understandable, great detail in the book.
Great. Okay. One more question, Martha, before I hang up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the skin's so soft?
Yeah.
Do I rinse it off or leave it on?
You rinse, so you would put
rinse it
on
off.
And then rinse it off.
Okay. Well, thank you both.
Oh, you're very, very welcome.
Hopefully this is going to really, really help. But we'll get you on the right track for Lexi, because she does need a better life than what's going on right now.
And we'll all work with you off the air, so.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Diane. Thanks for calling Animal World, and thanks for your friend that referred you. We appreciate that. All right. Let's see. We've got another caller on the line, Dr. Al. Looks like she's in Seattle on a car phone. Let's hope she has a hands-free device. Julie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al.
Hi, how are you? I actually pulled over, so I'm not driving.
Oh, good for you, because, you know, guys, it's illegal to not have a hands-free device anymore in your car. We don't want to get you in trouble, Julie.
And that's right. No, I haven't.
Same in California, Julie. Same darn thing. So I've got one of these stupid things I stick in my ear, and then I'm trying to get the handle over my ear. You know, it's bending down. Then I'm trying to figure out how to put my sunglasses on, but some way, somehow it does work. So,
all right, what can we do for you, Diane or Julie?
Yeah, I have an earpiece in too. So, yeah, I was listening to the program, and fortunately my dog is fine, but I'm the one with food allergies, and I know you mentioned that this could apply to humans, and I really can't eat any gluten at all or any dairy and really low amount of sugars, so I feel the best if I have vegetable protein source and maybe a little bit of rice or potato, and I thought, well, maybe I should get this test done, and I just wanted to know, for humans, is it, you know, what test is it called, or what should I ask my naturopath for?
But the problem is, Julie, this is my own work, and the problem is when the MDs say, well, where can we read about it? I've got a number of, in the compendium, a number of articles that have published worldwide in MD journals. You know, but the point of this is that nobody else has ever done this. And with your food sensitivities, I guarantee you, if you look on the website, you can send to National Diagnostics, and it shows you how to handle the blood, do the whole thing, and I can definitely help you with this.
Yeah, so Julie, your options would be you could go to your naturopath, and you can send them to Dr. Al's website.
Okay.
But then there's only one laboratory that runs the blood test panel. They will do human blood. They run it on an experimental basis, but they do human blood.
Okay.
And the website for that, for the lab, for the NVDS, or ND, or whatever it is, National Diagnostic Services, is National-Vet.com. National-Vet.com. And so,
I'll work with your naturopath.
Then, Dr. Al can also consult with your naturopath.
Okay.
If they would like to do that. Now, there also is a human naturopath in our area that already is connected with Dr. Al and does do the testing, or, you know, does do the protocol.
Oh, really?
So if you contact me off the air, you know, I can give you her contact information as well.
Oh, that'd be
also
great.
Julie, you want to make absolutely sure you're not taking soybean product, okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That bothers me, too. Soy does. And corn.
Well, yeah, because, you know why? It's got estrogen in it, estradiol.
Yeah, see,
and it will make your situation worse.
Soy amplifies the imbalance because it adds more estrogen to the mix.
Oh,
Okay.
Now, with Julie on the line, she says, you know, she's, you know, can't tolerate gluten. There are a lot of people that have gluten allergies and can't have any gluten, which is a real pain in the rear because there's like wheat, you know, gluten in like everything. Does the same thing apply to humans as to dogs? The fact that they have food allergies, does that mean they probably have the imbalance?
They may have, yeah, it definitely does. If you've got a food sensitivity, you've got the imbalance because the food sensitivity does not come first. And Julie, with a gluten enteropathy, which you have, the only carbs that, as you know or you don't know, that does not contain gluten happens to be rice and corn. Everything else does.
Okay.
But you said you can't, you can't do corn, did you say, Julie?
Yeah, corn bothers me too.
Yeah.
Well, corn bothers a lot of allergenic patients, and even with the work that's been done on Cortef by Dr. William Jeffries, the safe uses of cortisol, many women and men gain a tremendous amount of weight because it's corn-based. Okay? But once we see what your levels are, it'll be very easy to make some suggestions, if you will, to your naturopath as to, you know, exactly what to do for you, and then we can work on diet, do the whole thing. Because you need a full program.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't want to go, oh, well, yeah, we're going to do it. No, no, no. Let's do a full program with food, supplementation, possibly vegetable-based enzymes, a few things. And I've been working with a thing called Viva Diente, which came from Ecuador that was a antioxidant that looks like it's outrageous. And I'm taking myself, and I figure if it helps me and I don't die, then I'll recommend it.
So you're the guinea pig on this one, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, come on. I've been, well, like my friends have told me, I do with what I do, I have a fool for a patient. That's me.
All right. Well, Julie, you just need to know that there is a naturopath that's already doing this stuff.
Okay.
But your naturopath, the more that get on board, the better. You can get a copy of the Human Compendium of Articles either from NewSagePress.com or through Dr. Al's website, which is www.drplechner.com. And he can also consult and advise your naturopath.
Great.
If they would like that. So,
okay.
And you can always call me off the air if you need, you know, direction.
Okay. Great, then.
All righty, Julie.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for pulling over.
Yeah.
Being legal in that car, and thanks
That's
for
right.
calling Animal World.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. That opened our lines for you. If you have a question, medical care, animal or human, for Dr. Al, you can give us a call, 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington is 888-298-5569. There's still time to get your emails in if you'd like to do that. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. All right, Dr. Al? I want to switch subjects here for a moment.
Okay.
Because I'm excited now that the fact that you're back in practice, you're seeing patients, so it's going to give us a lot more stuff to talk about. And in the paper, I saved one of our animals in the news stories until now. This was Seattle Times on Thursday. Pasco pet store pups die from parvovirus. The puppies were vaccinated against the virus before arriving in Pasco, but all four still contracted the virus. And, of course, the parvovirus, it says, is spread from animal to animal by direct and indirect contact with feces. Apparently, you've had some parvovirus cases come in to you down in California already, huh?
Yeah, I've already had two. One was a little St. Bernard, just sweetest little guy in the world. And I treat them a little bit differently. And thank goodness they both went home. This guy was really laid back, and he'd just lay there and do nothing. And he'd come up and say, "Hey, bud, how you doing?" He'd wag his tail.
That's the St. Bernard puppy?
Yeah, he was getting better. He went home. He did really great. And I've got another kind of a pit bull, gray and white cross, the sweetest, absolute puppy you've ever seen that had vaccines. And what you get into and what the people need to realize is that if you have this imbalance and the B cell, which is supposed to produce antibodies, is deficient, you can give them all the injections in the world with vaccines, and they will not make antibodies. So the point of all of this...
So that explains why these puppies were vaccinated but still got the disease. You're saying
exactly.
That if they have the imbalance, their immune system cannot respond appropriately to the vaccinations.
Exactly.
So they're essentially unprotected.
Yeah, and so the easy thing, Martha, to do with people that are concerned, I've done this with so many, you know, patients that have had lineage that their parents died from parvo the whole bit. And what you do is after the vet vaccinates the puppies at 12 weeks, what you do is you do a parvo titer. And if there's no antibodies, you're going, whoa. Then you do the endocrine immune test. Put them back on proper hormone, regulate the immune system, revaccinate, and they're protected.
So,
simple stuff.
Yeah, so you've explained on the show in the past that allergies and reactions to vaccines are not necessarily what we think they are, because you said it definitely relates to this imbalance, and that animals that have had allergic reaction to vaccines in the past, once this imbalance is diagnosed and regulated, those animals can be vaccinated again without the reaction and produce an immunity.
Exactly. And then the other end of the stick is, the vaccine companies want you to give a full vaccine to a 200-pound dog, right?
Yeah.
And the same thing to a chihuahua. Hey, this is an overdose. You don't do that. You need to reduce. And what the American Animal Hospital Association is doing, which I'm I'm not sure what they call me, but a director emeritus or whatever, basically what should... I think where we're going to go with this is that each year when you come in, a titer should be done for parvo distemper. And if the levels are fine, why vaccinate? Okay?
Right. We have over-vaccinated.
Coming up.
We all agree with that.
Well, the point of it is, too, if in fact at 12 weeks you check exactly the titers for what you vaccinated for, and there's no titers, you know you've got a B cell.
Means you've got the imbalance going on. Now, I want to pin you down, because you had these two parvo puppies come in that were sick, but they went home alive and well. And I know you said you treat parvo a little differently than most. How do you treat it? Well, we got veterinarians listening that want to know.
I'm not going to tell you. No, I'm kidding. Realistically, the mucous membranes of the gut are so interrupted that toxins go into the bloodstream like you can't believe. And so you get into a shock situation. So you can use Theraphate, something to line and coat the gut. And the immune cells are sitting there waiting to go, well, we're going to jump on this stuff. So you use dexamethasone, a cortisone with, say, lactated ringers, which everybody uses, and you can do B-complex for appetite, whatever you want to do, and an antibiotic. And a lot of them now are, it looks like the patient's really failing, they're doing plasma, which is from a dog that has antibodies against parvo.
But the interesting thing, you are adding steroids to that injection.
Oh, yeah, sure, because what happens is,
if they have the disease, they have the imbalance, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then, you know what, sometimes they don't because they haven't been vaccinated, so they're virgin, and they get hammered with this stuff, but there are ways to look at this and you know, do this kind of a treatment to make a difference. It's like, you know, with bloats and gastric torsion, which I've done for years, the point of it is you've got all these shock fluids in the gut that are going to go into the bloodstream and kill the patient. So you can actually go into the gut at multiple points and pull this fluid out and then put an antibiotic, furosemide or lincomycin, into the gut and treat them, and they all do well. But this is not believed yet. I mean, they're not doing this. So I did what I had to do to keep my patient alive, and I've done some things that probably haven't been recommended, but you know what? They work. Period. A acute pancreatic necrosis where the patient is dying, open them up, go in, inject lincomycin depomedrol into the pancreas so it doesn't dissolve itself.
Whoa.
And 90% of them do well. But these are things I've developed and I've done that work. And but the problem is, I'm standing out there on the edge of an airplane wing, if you will, waiting for somebody to shoot me. Go, well, this is, no, we don't do that. Yeah, but you know what? I want a live patient. I don't care what it takes. I'll do anything in my entire life to make that difference.
Wow. That's amazing. So actually opening them up and going in and injecting antibiotic right into the pancreas?
Yeah, and steroid.
Oh, that's amazing. We've been doing it almost 6 years. Never heard that. You got to know what questions to ask you, you know?
Well, I have. I've had these patients that have come in, and we knew they were dying from a pancreas that was pre-digesting itself because with the inflammation, it eroded the ducts and into the pancreatic tissue. There were certain enzymes, amylase, protease, things that would break the, literally auto-digest the pancreas, and by injecting this, and, oh, you can't do that. You know what? I've got live patients. Yeah, don't tell me I can't do that. And these are virgin territories, and, you know, please forgive me for this and for your listeners, but I'll tell you what, I'll do anything to save a patient, and I don't care what they taught me, but I will do what I know works.
Well, speaking of saving patients, I'm going on a soapbox with Dr. Al. Well, using Dr. Al as an example when we continue. We need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. But it is a pet peeve of both Sandy and mine. And which is a big reason why we do this show and why Dr. Al is here, because we all love our animals. We want to treat them right. We want them to be healthy and get the care that they need. But the vast majority of us can't afford it. And then there's...
Right.
We're going to talk... Yeah, and so we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the clientele that Dr. Al is working with down there and what he's doing. Because if you're a veterinarian, I want you to listen to this, because we need a whole lot of more of this going on. It's important. Stay with us. Animal World continues with Vet Sunday right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest standard of excellence for product quality, palatability, and customer satisfaction. They pride themselves on making only the highest quality all-natural pet foods using the finest ingredients available. All of their products are made the Canada way, with superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and they're naturally preserved. Discover for yourself and your pets the benefits of feeding Canada and Feel-A-Day all-natural pet foods. Go to www.canada.com for more information.
Oz Cafe is the area's first fresh food pet store to make our own foods for dogs and cats. We certainly can create menus for various exotic animals. We'll also customize recipes for animals that suffer from specific conditions like allergies. We also have an indoor training area. We use that for training classes. We use it for talks on nutrition. We use it for a daycare during the day. And we have a puppy play session on Saturday mornings. We're open now in Redmond, or visit us online at pawscafe.com.
Today's pampered pets deserve a big apology. Pets are fed the same processed foods meal after meal, which they would never eat in the wild. Research continues to prove that the more we consume processed foods, the more health suffers. Over 25 years of Dr. Wysong's research has proven that pets suffer from the same degenerative diseases plaguing their human friends. Pets don't have a choice about what's put in their bowl, and their human caretakers have been led to believe that they're doing the right thing by feeding this way. Learn more at www.wysong.net. Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Wagon Tails Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tails Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. I hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it is Vet Sunday today with Dr. Al Plechter, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, and the Human Compendium of Articles that goes along with it, sort of on the same subject. And by the way, phone lines are open. Time to sneak in a question if you've got one. So give us a call at 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. All right, Dr. Al.
Yes.
You are down there. And what area of California are you in?
I'm actually Southern California. I'm in Santa Monica.
Okay. And you've got a pretty diverse clientele down there now, but a lot of low-income folks, correct?
Yeah, and they're such nice people. They're just wonderful people that just love their animals, would do anything for them, and they're not really in a position to, pay a tremendous amount. And Dr. Baum has got the situation set up where he actually has a low-cost insurance problem or program, and he reduces the vaccines like I used to do, where people can afford them. Where you can take care, the point of it is you don't have to be wealthy to love your animal. You just need to care for your animal, and there has to be a better way where, you can provide for them where they can afford it and not go, well, my gosh, we got a terminal disease, it's going to be $1,000, $2,000, $10,000, and they take the poor animal down to the pound to have it put to sleep. I mean, There is a better way. There is a just way. And I think between you and me, I think the veterinarians have to realize, you have the opportunity to help these wonderful animals. And if people can't afford it, you still need to help them. You don't have to make a buck off everything that crawls. You need to make a difference. And if practicing, as a statistic, if you're happy with that, I'm not. I want 100% care and health for my animals. I'm not going, well, you got this, you got that. So, 30% are going to live, and that's it. That never has, and that's why I've moved on and tried to make a difference because I want everything to live, and sometimes I can't. And I think my magic wand is that I told people, sometimes get shorter and shorter, which is a shame because I do feel I need to heal everything I can touch, and it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, so when these people come in to you and they've got sick animals, I mean, you go out of your way. You don't just automatically hospitalize because that's the way to do it.
No. And I tell them, little things they can do that they can pick up from the market or the drugstore. Let's do this, let's do that, as opposed to, I think the attitude of, and this is please forgive me if I'm wrong, with many veterinarians is we'll do all these tests, shoot up in the air, and decide if we can find something. When you go into an office call and you have the history, the whole thing, in 95% of the cases, you should know exactly what that animal needs. And the only testing you would do would be to prove what that animal has to make sure that your therapy is correct, period. And these people are just elegant people, and I know that money is a problem, and, you know.
So you're saying you don't necessarily need to run all the diagnostics.
No. Let's do this as step one, and step two is this, step three is this, so you're not going, well, we got to go back to him because it didn't work. He's going to do the same thing. No, I'm not. I'll do step one for you, and if it works, that's fine. We'll do the next step, and we can do total diagnostics. It's not a problem. And we're not saying don't do that. But in most instances, the people just want a health checkup, vaccines, check out the animals. And I'll tell you what, I've seen so many great animals. You pick them up and hug them. You know, I'm sure Lexi's the same way. And so I'm glad to be back in practice. I love what I do.
Well, but it's so refreshing to hear a veterinarian say, I really keep my client's pocketbook in mind. And if I don't have to run all the diagnostics, we don't. If we don't have to hospitalize, we don't. If we can send them home and let them do part of the treatment themselves, or they can do this or that, it is so important, and I think we've kind of gotten away from that. I mean, veterinary medicine has gotten so sophisticated.
Right.
And we have so many tools at our option, which is grand, but the vast majority of us can't afford that stuff.
Yeah, who can really afford that? Or, you know, and I had a knee problem in a 9-week-old kitten, and it looked like all it was a little bit of a strain. So I actually put an injection into the knee, and the kitten was fine. As opposed to having to go to, you know, somebody who's very qualified, board certified the whole bit, where they would do a workup and MRI and the whole thing, and all of a sudden you got a little kitten that's got $1,000 bill that a little injection in the knee made the kitten normal. So, yeah, you do see this stuff. And believe me, if I don't know, or I think it is a problem where I don't have the ability and the education to treat, I do refer, as does Dr. Baum. I mean, he is really, really super. And if it's something that's really, really heavy duty where we do think there is a specialist that needs to be, you know, basically contacted, we do that. So, you know, basically, I want what's best for my patient. I will do anything for my patient to make them better. But if I don't feel that I am educated that well in the area and I've identified the problem, I will refer them where they can get it, you know, a better opinion, a better treatment, period. It's not an ego thing. I don't care who does it as long as somebody does it and the patient as well. And that's been my attitude for many, many years. It hasn't made me, you know, financially successful. Like I say, I would practice for nothing. I don't care. I mean, it's a gift, and if I can make a difference, I will make a difference. How can you charge somebody when they're just trying to, you know, feed their children, trying to pay their bills, the whole thing? How can you really say, well, you know, this is what I'm going to do. It's going to cost you $300. They can't afford that. So why don't we do an office call for $39, and let me tell you what you can get that you don't have to buy. And if you need to buy something prescription-wise, we'll have it for you. So the point of it is, what can you do as a healer, as you are, to basically enhance the ability of these poor people that own a wonderful animal that they just love, member of their family, to make a difference? Without saying, well, you got to pay me, you know, $1,000, otherwise I'm not going to help you. Give me a break.
Right.
You know, I did this for years when I owned my own place, and now, you know, there'll be charges and things, but I'm still at the helm of my own ship, and I can make a difference for them, and they love you for it because they know you're an honest person. You're not there to take advantage.
So you don't have to pull out all the tools in your sophisticated toolbox to heal animals, especially if the owners are on a tight, low income, which is what's going on these days. And so, and folks, too, you have the right to talk to your veterinarians and say, hey, you know, money's really tight. And is there a way to do this less expensively? Open that dialogue if you need to.
And years ago, you'd love this, Mark. I had a little red-haired little boy come in. He was 5 years old. His tortoise had been run over. Okay?
His tortoise had been run over?
Yeah, it had been run over by a car.
Oh.
Had a cracked shell.
Oh.
And so I went ahead and fiberglassed it.
You fiberglassed the shell?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Piece of cake. And sent the tortoise home, no charge. And I guarantee you the rest of his life, he will remember this.
Yeah. Yeah, the veterinarian that saved his tortoise for free. You know, sometimes that stuff is important. Really important.
Very important.
All right, now that brings me to a nice note to close out our discussion here in a little bit. I've got to get current events in before the top of the hour because we bumped it last hour. But we got an email from England here from Norma. Well, actually, apparently P.W. Angel, that would be the Basset Hound that you helped.
Right, Angel, I remember.
Apparently, P.W. Angel is writing the email. So it took me a while to figure it out because this Basset, the language skills in this Basset is not that great. So, Sandy, we've got a Norma and P.W. Angel. So it starts out, hi, Dr. Al, Sandy, and Martha. Hey, it's me, P.W. Angel. Yep, I is doing just great. And I want to thank you for giving me back my life. Auntie Sandy Mud is good, but Cow Pie is even better. So that must be two of her other dogs, Mud and
nice.
Cow Pie. And my ma and her family is all listening to you, and we love, love, love your show. I am now walking over 3 miles every day. I is looking good. No, I is looking great. And I have a new trick I is learning to play football. Yep, I take that paw and kick it to my ma, and then she hits it back, and I paw side to side, and I play goalie. I is good. And this is all thanks to you wonderful people that Ma says she will always be so grateful to and wants to thank you all. P.W. Angel and Norma.
I love it. And yeah. Football is funny. Football there is soccer.
That's right, right. Football is different. Football is soccer.
That's
yeah.
Right. That's worldwide.
So apparently, Norman, the whole family, they're all over there in England listening to the show. I think, aren't they probably about 9 hours ahead of us? So there it's for evening.
It's almost 9 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Quarter to nine. Well, good for them, and I'm glad, I'm glad that she's doing well. And it's fun, Martha, because, you were a healer, as I am, and to be able to make a difference got to be the greatest gift in the world. And to spend so many years that I've had, 43 years doing this stuff, if I can save one patient, that's got to be enough.
Well, Dr. Burlingame sent me an email the other day, and I just had to chuckle because he started it out by saying, working on this Pluckner stuff is really fascinating. He says, isn't it fun to see these animals improve and get better?
He loves what he does. He's been frustrated, I think, with what he's doing. This will make a difference. I know it will for the veterinary and the MD world, where they can actually heal their patients. They
right.
can identify the problems. It's exciting for me, too.
And it's exciting for people like Diane and Lexi, this little Bichon. They spent $8,000. The dog is miserable. She has to wear a cotton suit all the time. And
I wish he was here in L.A. because I'd jump on her right now.
Well, yeah.
It'd almost be worth it
to fly her down there to Los Angeles. But fortunately,
Bill can do it, though.
Yeah.
Bill is very talented. He cares. He really does care.
Oh, yeah. He's a fabulous. Well, I go all the way from Seattle up to Marysville to work with him. He really is a very fine veterinarian. And what I love about him is he's got a really open mind. Ooh, that sounded strange in my ear. I think, oh, okay. Dr. Al's phone, I wonder if his battery wore out or something. I do know that we were talking to him on his cell phone because he doesn't have a landline and won't have one till tomorrow. But the next time he's on, he will. Maybe if you can signal to Sandy to get him back on, because we had an arrangement if he dropped off that she would call him right back. But she's on another line talking to somebody, so she may not know. Because she's not trying to call him back yet. So maybe you can get the word to her. Gary, since we are on the air live and I have to keep talking, so maybe you can go pound on the window. Oh, she's putting on home. She will do that. At any rate, it is just wonderful to be working with vets that care and that do this. And for somebody, I was talking about this, you know, poor Lexi, that she's got to wear a cotton suit. They can't take a vacation. Somebody's got to be with her 24/7. I mean, how miserable is that? And yet, there's an answer for this dog and for many, many of our animal friends. And we didn't talk about it, but the estimates, depending on who you talk to, folks, is that 50 to 90% of dogs, cats, horses, and humans have this imbalance. So we kind of refer to Dr. Al as being 50 years ahead of his time, and it's important to be aware of what this is all about. And you can breed away from it. You can test for it ahead of time. You can test mom and dad before you purchase a puppy or a kitten. You can test the kittens, the puppies themselves, if you want to avoid this sort of thing. And I am so glad that we heard from Norma in England. And Chirk Chasha, we're getting the word out all over the place. So if you are interested in more of this information, go to Dr. Al's website. It's www.drplechner.com. drplechner.com. I can see Sandy is trying to get a hold of Dr. Al again. She may not be getting through. So
you did get me.
Oh, you are there. So what happened? Yes. Your battery kicked?
I have no idea.
Well, it's a good thing it didn't happen until the end of the show. I've got to get current events in, so we're pretty much out of time. But I want to thank you for being with us here again today. And I want to say that you will be here the first Sunday of next month. That would be September, correct?
Okay, exactly. I'd love to. What is that date, Martha?
Gary, can you see the calendar over there? What?
Gary, get your act together. I've got to work on
September 7th.
Oh, okay, cool.
The first Sunday of September is September 7th. Is that Labor Day weekend, or is it the weekend before that, Gary?
It's the weekend after, I think. Gary, are you there?
It's the weekend after.
The weekend. Labor Day is the weekend after? It's not till the 4th?
No, before.
Labor Day is the week for the first. Okay, the 31st, and the first Labor Day is September 1st. So yeah, right. Labor Day weekend is the weekend before. September 7th is the first Sunday in September.
I look forward to it.
All right, mark your calendar. Thanks, Dr. Al, and
thanks for all your good work.
And we will look forward to more stories about the patients that you're treating throughout the rest of the month.
Yeah, and I want to work on Lexi and get her fixed.
Yeah. Well, we'll have a follow-up report on Lexi next month and let you know where we are in the process of working with her. And maybe eventually,
if you get it done sooner, call me, obviously.
All right.
We'll jump on it.
Will do. And
thank
then,
you so much.
Then do you, on your website, do you have the contact information for Dr. Baum's hospital, you know, and all of that?
Yeah, I will do that right now and have the guy up in Lewis, Idaho, do that for me.
Okay, your webmaster. Yeah, okay, so Dr. Al will get the contact information for the hospital he's working at up on his website here soon. In the meantime, you can contact him through his website for consultation purposes, drplechner.com. Dr.
Right,
Al,
the email's here. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We got to run.
Okay,
we will talk
so much,
to you
Martha.
Again.
You take care of yourself.
All righty, we'll talk to you next month. Thanks, Dr. Al. All right. Dr. Al Plechner, author of Pets at Risk from Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, and the Human Compendium of Articles that is on the same subject. Both books are available through newsagepress.com, or you can go through Dr. Al's website, drplechner, P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R.com. All right. Wrap up that Sunday, and let's take care of current events. All right, speaking of entertainment and all of that, all right, let's see. Mark your calendars ahead. The Humane Society Annual Walk for the Animals will be on October 4th at the University Village Shopping Center. www.seattlehumane.org for more information. Remember, the Burke Museum has got the fabulous exhibit, The Last Polar Bear Facing the Truth of a Warming World, the Stephen Kozlowski's exhibit. Hey, I saw on one of our local cable TV channels, I saw him and a presentation. It was absolutely fabulous. And there's some other great wildlife exhibits going on at the Burke Museum, so get up there before the end of the year. Colors of Compassion, the fundraising event for the Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project, is on until August 9th, and part of the proceeds go to benefit the Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project, so check that art show out if you can. Remember the charity golf tournament to benefit Equine Rescue Association at Cedar Crest Golf Course in Marysville is August 24th. A shotgun start at 1 p.m. So check that out as well. If you're a golfer, please go and support the horses. Help 12-year-old Mimi Ashland from Bend, Oregon feed hungry dogs and cats. Go to her website every day and do the little Bow Wow trivia question, and you will contribute food, and it's free kibble. freekibble.com. And if you go to the links on my website, you will find the other Save Animals, feed an animal for free link as well, and you click on that every day. Does the same thing. All right, let's see. There is a benefit art show for Sarvey Wildlife Rescue and Care Center, and that will be at the Kirsten Gallery, 5320 Roosevelt Way Northeast. It is on Sunday, August 17th from 1 to 4 p.m. in the gallery garden. The afternoon will include a presentation of Birds of Prey by Freedom the Eagle and Jeff, along with other Sarvey volunteers and feathered residents. And, gosh, that's great. I guess I'm going to have to go over to Paz Cafe for their grand opening, and then go over to the Kirsten Gallery. We're going to be busy on the 17th of August, folks. A lot of stuff we have to support. All right, let's see. We've also got the second annual Mutt Amazing Race to raise money for orphaned animals. The race is set for Friday, August 8th. It will benefit the Seattle Animal Shelter's Help the Animal Funds. It's noon to 7 p.m. You can register online at www.muttamazinggrace.com. Seattle Animal Shelter is having a foster dog orientation session set for August 9th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. in their conference room. You need to RSVP, send an email to sasfosterdogs@gmail.com. All right, there's another Bark and Rollover third annual garage sale to benefit Ginger's Pet Rescue will be August 15, 16, and 17 from 1 to 5 p.m. On Friday from 9 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday. It's on First Avenue Northeast in Seattle, 8 blocks south of Northgate. To donate, volunteer, or for more information, email GingerLuke@Comcast.net. Now, the big event today, of course, is the arch or is the memorial and potluck for Kay Baxter, the founder of Sarvey Wildlife Rescue and Care Center. Kay finally lost her battle with cancer on the 4th of July, and this is our chance to send her off in glory. So it starts at 1 o'clock today at Rivers Meadow Park, the North Shelter. I'm going to give you the address, so if you got a pen handy, it's 20416 Jordan Road in Arlington, and more information at www.sarveywildlife.org. So I am going to Sandy and I are going to be zipping right out of the studio here, and I'm zipping back across the lake to let my animals out, let my dog out, feed my cats and all of that good stuff, and then I am heading up to Arlington. I obviously won't make it at 1 because MapQuest says I've got about an hour drive, so I'll see y'all up there, you know, by 2 o'clock for sure, if not a little earlier. I hope you all can come, and because Kay just deserves a great send-off. And, of course, Jeff and Freedom and a lot of the birds and all of that will be there. There's lots of activities planned. All right, next week. Great show planned next week. We'll touch base, I think, with our new advertisers in the first hour, along with, you know, animals in the news and all that good stuff. But then we're going to focus on wildlife. This is going to be a great show, a must listen to. I've got Brian Vincent, who is the communication director from Big Wildlife, which is a conservation group and kind of the PR relationship firm for large predator species, you know, bears and cougars and all that good stuff. He will be with us to educate us about, first off, a federal covert agency dedicated to